ZYX KQ4AIZ Mobile. 4ZYX KQ4AIZ Mobile. KQ4AIZ, clear.
Mobile.
Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, listening.
5W4DJW
Mobile.
DJW KE5WLO Mobile, good afternoon.
At 620. You just now headed toward the meeting?
Sure, I'm just starting that way. I'm at Eastley and Edwards now.
About 5 minutes late. These physical, actual meetings are, there's something else when you're used to a virtual meeting, having to go to a real one, having to get ready ahead of time and leave in time to get there. It makes them like, and then time to get back home, it makes them take about four times as much as they used to take.
Wow, having to brush your hair and comb your teeth? KN4VWA.
Just got to get out of his PJs, too.
Top. I asked for that one, didn't I? I got it, too.
KJ4CW.
KJ4CW, that is the meeting. After much ado, getting fit to go to the meeting.
I plugged everything, plugged it back in, and had to replace the battery on the truck today, and I don't know if that did the trick, but it seems to be transmitting now.
Y'all doubled up.
Hey, you got the last half of it. You found the issue with your battery on your truck?
Had an issue with the radio on the truck, and I knew I needed to replace the battery, but I didn't think that was the issue. But I went ahead and replaced the battery and unhooked all the connections, rehooked everything up, so now it seems to be working, but I don't know what the actual issue was. So it wasn't even receiving. So it would power up, and that would be it, so I don't know what the deal was.
Being obstinate, because it knew you were going to force it to go to a physical meeting.
Possibly so. Anyways, other station, if you want to jump in.
Caused me some issues. I'm over here at the Taylor's Walmart.
We might.
But only unless I get lost going to a big orange.
Oh, it's been a while.
Right. The shadow, so I'm probably going to lose you here. I'm right here at Eastley and Wade Hampton, and I'm starting to lose receive. I'm going to get out of here for a minute, and I'll talk to you all later. See you at the meeting, KA5WLF.
I don't get pulled over for speeding trying to get there on time. You still in there, Steve?
Yes, sir. Three bags full, and there is a traffic accident at the intersection of 357 and Hammett Bridge Road. So if anybody's coming that way to go to the meeting, I suggest you take a detour. This looks like it's going to be a cluster. And Dave, did you get a hold of, or excuse me, did our other friend Dave get a hold of you?
10,000 was sold already. I found him at 706, but I think he's going to hold out for, say, 7K.
We talked about that, and he had just had his 706 repaired, and I reminded him that, hey, those things are 30 years old now. They are approaching the end of their service life.
Radios. I mean, that might lower the price on them a little bit, but they're still good radios.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. No doubt. So, anyhow, well, listen, I'll get out of your way and see if I can negotiate my way through this mess, and I will get a report on the meeting tomorrow, and I'll give you a report on the meeting tomorrow. 73 KN4VWA, I'm clear.
All right, well, represent us well at that airplane meeting. W4DJW Mobile.
Talk to you later.
W4DJW Mobile.
Our DJW Mobile.
Let me play. Hey, you know that thing that you've been working on? That's kind of what we're going to discuss tonight. Since I don't have a political meeting this evening because there's some kind of election or something tomorrow, yeah, I'll come.
Voting thing? Have you tried early voting yet?
When did I vote? Sometime last week.
I will never go back to voting on vote day. We walked in, we did our thing, and we walked out. There was no line whatsoever.
Amen. Took me 15 minutes, me and my wife, to go in and out, all in one shot. K4VWA. I just had to stick that in there, but guys, y'all carry on.
It took me. You go over to the Greer Rec Center.
Yeah, Tryon Street. Yep.
Only like three people in front of me, and it's like the time I voted that way. And there's no reason to go on election day.
Nobody in front of me, and when I walked up to the booth to you know, give him my ID, he had to put his sandwich down. He was eating a sandwich. That's how slow they were.
I kind of feel for the people that say, oh, well, I'll just go vote on election day, and then, you know, they get off work, and, you know, traffic starts at 2:30 going into the polling booth because they go right after work.
Back in the days when we had to go over there where McAllister Square is or Greenville Mall or somewhere over in that area, I remember doing exactly what you said. We had to wait till we got off work, and we would go over there, and we'd get there before they officially closed, and they'd have to let everybody in line go through, and it'd sometimes be close to midnight before you get out of there.
And the weird thing, or at least what I find weird, is that, you know, now that we have early voting and all that, you know, back in the 80s, we knew, generally, 90% of the states knew what the election was by the 11 o'clock news. Now we don't know for months afterwards.
There's both sides of that equation, huh? There's just one side of it.
Part of that equation is the vote by mail business, which, you know, for the military and people like that, I can understand. But for everybody else, I'd rather them do early voting at a polling place and be done with it.
And people don't trust computers. Computers can be hacked. So people want people to still be in charge of it. And as long as people are in charge of it, it will take more time.
You know, it's like QuickBooks wants me to use their cloud QuickBooks, and it's like, but you guys have been hacked before. I don't want to give you any of my financial data.
Exactly. Rightfully so. I agree. Some things just don't belong on the internet.
And the big orange. Hang on.
They're slow. It will sneak up on you. W4DJW.
WLL back. It's in Red Lobster. But I'm heading down Pleasantburg now.
Lifey Lube. I haven't made it to East Lee yet.
Yeah, between East Lee and Pine Knoll right there is a kind of a hole for 61 because of Paris.
Linking up with the repeater. Yeah, that's where we had field day one day. It was right across from Dunkin' Donuts right there, and it was a lousy field day.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good spot for field day right in that area. But, yeah, you're blocked to the west. Anyways, coming up on east-north.
I think I'm going to be late. It's just now 6:30. I think I can get there in 30 minutes.
It's a Jiffy Lube at Rutherford right there. You should make it in time.
I got a quarter of a tank. I'll make it. I can go 97 miles before I run out of gas.
Electric.
I just can't justify it. I mean, I won't live long enough for it to earn its way back from the hole that it digs.
Both. Yeah. I'm just about there. Why have you found it?
I missed it because they don't have the big orange turned big orange. So, but it's right next to the big green C sign, Carlston Customs.
And I think the Burger King's just on the other side.
Whoops, parking lot with all the radio controlled cars in it.
Motorsports and the Burger Baby. It's been so long since I've been over here, I couldn't remember where it was.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
K5WLS.
Found to both of you. Just left one rehearsal for handbells, and now headed to a barbershop rehearsal. So, goes on like that on Mondays. Go ahead, the other station.
The RC4CTD. KJ4CTD.
I heard Wyatt in there, and I thought I heard him say something, but then you said you doubled with him. Anyway, now I'm headed from Moore to Duncan, because I rehearse at church in Moore, and then I go to the different church in Duncan and rehearse there. So, one church to another church on Monday night.
Dunkin' Donuts on Wade Hampton, so I'm going to be quiet until I get past Red Lobster, W4DJW.
I didn't get all of that. I missed part of that.
I'm in Paris Mountain Shadow. I'll be back in a little bit. W4DJW.
I'm in a hole that time, so, yep. I'll be here for about another 5 or 6 or 7 minutes, something like that.
He's on Wade Hampton coming down to the meeting tonight. He's going to that Paris Mountain Shadow on Wade Hampton, so I'm almost to the Tanners myself, so I'm all clear, too. You take care, Rusty. Enjoy your rehearsals there, KA5WLL Mobile.
Later, and you be careful out there going around and everything. W2T Mobile.
BGE Mobile.
Who was the something ending in M?
Thank you for BGE Mobile.
I'm in an area that's staticky or you are, but I got part of that. Go ahead.
My area. How's that? Is that better?
Oh, yeah. Now I can understand everything you're saying. And, of course, I was on low power, too, and I just flipped mine up. I forgot to put it on. Usually when I get back in the car, I turn the radio on, and the first thing I do is flip it up to high power, because lately I've been having trouble getting into the repeater.
I had to turn mine up. I was on low power as well. If I'm not mistaken, this is the try-on repeater, correct?
This is the Blue Ridge Radio Club repeater. The 14661, the Blue Ridge Club's repeater up on Peter's Head.
Yeah, sorry. I just got a new mobile, and I'm not used to just seeing the frequencies. I haven't got them all memorized yet.
And have them all printed in there so you know. And that way then you can go back to reading them. And I've got this one comes up to Caesars on it, but the rest of mine have just got numbers on them. But I need to go through, put my computer back up to it and go in and reprogram it and put all the names back.
This one's a little bit of an older radio, and I haven't quite yet figured everything out on it, so I don't know if I can. I couldn't hook it to my computer, but it's a Kenwood TM241A, and it was a little bit of a challenge to get programmed, but I think I got a few in here.
Once you had to do it by hand, I think I've got, this is a Yaesu I've got here in the car, and it is programmable with the cable, and I've got the cable, and I've got the software. It's just a case of bringing the car to set out here in the car and do it, and I've got most everything already loaded up. All I have to do is load the file and then write it over to the radio, and then it'll work, so. And I got two, and it's a dual bander, so I've got two sides to program, too.
Roger, yeah, I kind of somewhat like being able to program it by hand. I wish my handy talkie, I could do that a little easier. That one I can plug to my computer, but this one, it doesn't have a way that I can plug it into my computer. And I'm also fairly new. I've only had my ticket for about 4 or 5 months now. So I'm learning as I'm going, Roger.
I've been for 33 years now, and I still sometimes wonder if I know what I'm doing. I think we all do that. As long as you're a ham, you're sometimes going to always wonder if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, there's times where it does get a little confusing. And being a friend of mine who went and got their license with me, it's like, we have this one Pisgah Mountain out here. It's got a repeater on it, and a lot of the times we can sit there and stare at the mountain, but yet we can't communicate with it, and then other times we can communicate with it. It's an odd thing.
transmissions can stop you from doing it, how heavy the leaves are on the trees and things like that. All kinds of things can mess up with your, particularly with VHF and UHF, because it's, you know, it's primarily either through a repeater or if you're going, it's usually line of sight, because you got to have some kind of line of sight to the repeater. And there are places where I get on the way home that I, like right now, I've got it full quieting. But when I head home tonight, there'll be a couple of places on my route home that I'll drop into a little hole on my road, and I won't be able to hear it. Nobody will hear me either.
See, that's how it is for me sometimes when I'm coming through Laurel Park area up there near Hendersonville. The Mount Mitchell repeater, I always make jokes about it. I said, you could be in the Sahara Desert and still hear Mount Mitchell, but sometimes I'll get right through there near the Hendersonville Country Club, and it'll just, kill out, and then it'll come back to me a few minutes later, you know?
I-26 leaving from Spartanburg headed to Hendersonville. You can get up to just before you reach the Landrum exit going that way, and you'll lose it. And then after you get above Tryon and just before you get into the first Hendersonville exit, you'll find this repeater again. So been there, done that, as they say, and we got some idiot driving up this road, and he's running high beams in traffic. That's not very bright. It's a truck, too. And so he's got both of his... He's got his high beams on, and that's stupid. Oh, well. He's going the other way, thankfully, so I didn't have to put up with him very long. There was enough traffic between me and him. But moving to the road here.
That's another thing. I don't want 26 to hit that light up.
Get one iota that everything was a breakup right there. Nothing came through, so you must have dropped into a hole.
One more time, I was saying that
so I didn't get any of that at all. And I'm getting into some heavy traffic over here, so I'm going to put down the radio and pay attention, because I've got to cross over 85 here on Highway 290 heading into downtown Duncan. So anyway, I'll catch you later. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango clear.
Copy, I guess I'm in the hole if you can hear me. 3